CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 10th of August, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Three workshops have been announced for the RSGB convention. The RSGB National Radio Centre has won an award. Ensure that Ofcom has your correct contact details. Discover new skills at this year's RSGB convention in October by securing your place in one or all three of the workshops that will be taking place. On Friday the 10th of October, the RSGB is giving you the opportunity to build on the basics of Arduino programming with a six-hour workshop that will cover programming direct digital synthesis for RF generation. This session will also include how to use generative AI tools such as ChatGPT to write software. You are welcome to book this workshop even if you're not able to attend the whole convention this year. If programming is new to you, then Saturday's two-hour workshop is a good way to get started. This session will introduce you to microcontroller unit programming through a short presentation followed by practical exercises. Alternatively, on Sunday, you can book into a two-hour antenna building workshop that will guide you through the process of constructing a 49-to-1 ballon for use in a QRP N-fed long-wire antenna. Spaces for the workshops are limited and pre-booking is essential. The workshops are subsidised by the RSGB Legacy Funds, and every attendee will also receive a £5 RSGB book voucher. Find out more and guarantee your place by going to rsgb.org/convention and selecting workshops from the right-hand menu. Book your convention tickets using the same link. Early bird pricing closes tomorrow, Monday the 11th of August, so ensure you book now to get the best available price. The Society is proud to announce that the RSGB National Radio Centre has been recognised in TripAdvisor's Traveller's Choice Awards for 2025. Winners of this award are among the top 10% of listings around the world on TripAdvisor. The award is based on genuine feedback from anyone in the community who has visited and left an authentic, first-hand review on TripAdvisor over a 12-month period. The award reflects the passion and dedication of the RSGB's volunteers and the role they play in promoting amateur radio. Start planning your visit to the NRC by going to rsgb.org/NovemberRomeoCharlie. If you're an RSGB member, download your free entry voucher at rsgb.org/BravoPapaVoucher. The RSGB is encouraging radio amateurs to check that their contact details registered with Ofcom are up to date. As well as confirming your home address and email address are correct, you can also select your communication preferences. Ofcom will use these details to contact radio amateurs about the implementation of phases 2 and 3 of its planned updates to the amateur radio licensing framework. This stage will include changes to the new intermediate call signs and rules for special event stations. Find out more about licensing in the UK via rsgb.org/licensing. Peter Duffett Smith, GM3XJE, is retiring as the editor of Radcom Plus. Peter is staying on in the role of Radcom technical editor, which has been keeping him very busy for the last few years. If you're interested in applying for the role of Radcom Plus editor, please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend will run from 0001 UTC on Saturday the 16th to 2400 UTC on Sunday the 17th of August. The event usually attracts more than 500 lighthouse enters located in over 40 countries. To register for the event and view a list of participating stations, visit indialimalimawhiskey.net. The 13th Scottish Microwave Roundtable, GMRT, will take place at the Museum of Communication in Burnt Island, Fife, Scotland, on Saturday, the 1st of November, from 10:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. An interesting programme of speakers has been arranged, and microwave test facilities will be provided. There will be an opportunity to buy components and microwave-related items. An optional dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Further information and online registration is available at golfmicroundtable.org.uk. The event has a maximum capacity of 50 people, and over 20% of the tickets are already sold. And now for details of rallies and events. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest is taking place today at Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne, Dorset. The doors are open from 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. Admission, which includes parking, is £5. Talk-in is on 145.550 MHz. Also today, the Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society Annual Radio Rally is taking place at Prince Thorpe College, Prince Thorpe Rugby, CV23 9PY. On Sunday the 17th, Finningley Amateur Radio Society Rally will begin at 10 a.m. The details are available at golfzerogolfhotelkilo.com. Also on Sunday the 17th, the West Manchester Radio Club Red Rose Summer Rally is taking place at Mather Hall, Mather Lane, Lee, WN7 2PJ. The doors open at 10 a.m. More information is available by following the Red Rose Rally tab at whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Now the special event news. Special event station Golf Bravo 1 Hotel Alpha Foxtrot will be active on Saturday the 16th of August in support of SSAFA, the Armed Forces charity. Operators will be working on the 40, 20, 10, 2 and 70 sems bands using SSB, possibly digital modes and CW. The East Midlands Electronics and Radio Group will be on the air to celebrate the 80th anniversary of VJ Day between the 15th and 17th of August using the call sign Golf Bravo 1 Bravo Kilo. The group will operate from former RAF Binbrook, Lincolnshire. Operators expect to be available on the 40 and 20 metre band using SSB. They will also be working on the 2 metre band using FM. If you hear them, give them a call. Now the DX news. Don KW7R is active as Victor 73 Kilo Whiskey from the Marshall Islands. He is there on a work assignment until September 2025. In his spare time, he operates CW and FD8 on various bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. George VU2DGR is active as Alpha Tango 44 India from the Bharati Research Station. He's a member of the 44th Indian Scientific Expedition to Antarctica. The station was heard recently on the 20-metre band using SSB, QSL via George's home call. Now the contest news. The Worked All Europe DX CW contest started at 0 hours UTC on Saturday the 9th and ends at 23:59 UTC today. Using CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The RSGB Machine Generated Modes contest started at 1400 UTC on Saturday the 9th and ends at 1400 UTC today. using machine-generated MOS on the 6 and 2 meter bands, the exchange is your report, and 4 character locator. On Tuesday the 12th, the RSGB 432 MHz FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Tuesday the 12th, the RSGB 432 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 70 cents band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 13th, the RSGB 432 MHz FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 cents band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. And also on Wednesday the 13th, the 432 MHz FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 70 cents band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 14th, the RSGB 50 MHz UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange's report and 4 character locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, on Thursday the 7th of August. Over the last week, we had nearly ideal solar conditions for HF propagation. These included low geomagnetic indices and a reasonable solar flux index, hovering around the 150 mark. Other solar events of note included 6 M-class solar flares. The only stumbling block is the time of year, with summer seeing lower maximum usable frequencies, MUS, and poor propagation due to changes in ionospheric chemistry. We'll have to wait another month or two to see conditions really pick up. The main HFDX this week has been the T30TTT, the expedition from Western Kiribati, mainly on FT8 and CW, and focusing on the 20 and 17 meter bands. TJ1GD from Cameroon was also worked on the 17 meter band using FT8. E51KEE on the South Cook Islands was logged on the 17 and 15 meter bands using CW. And finally, AH6KO in Hawaii was worked on the 15 meter band using CW. But this may all be set to change. A coronal mass ejection was observed on Tuesday the 5th. It may deliver a glancing blow to the Earth's geomagnetic field. It may also coincide with an expected high-speed stream from a very large coronal hole on the Sun's surface. NOAA predicts that the KP index could rise to 5 or 6. The hole is so large and elongated that we could see unsettled conditions occurring in the coming week. NOAA predicts unsettled geomagnetic conditions from the 11th to the 14th of August. It also predicts more unsettled conditions from the 18th to the 22nd, with a maximum KP index of 5. Expect reduced MUS and poor HF conditions, especially for piles over the poles. And now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The main setting for the weather pattern over the next week is a tendency for high pressure in the south and lower pressure to the north of Britain. There may be some input from a low over France around the middle of the week. This might introduce some thundery showers and a chance of rain scatter on the gigahertz bands. Meanwhile, occasional weak frontal systems will bring patchy rain to the far northwest, but probably not so good for rain scatter opportunities. The tropo at this time of year can be very good around the coasts and occasionally inland overnight. However, it tends to weaken inland during the heating of the day. Out at sea, temperatures remain fairly constant and maintain an ideal, cool, moist layer at the sea surface, overlain by a layer of warm, dry air from the land. This provides tropo 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mid-August is good for medium scatter, with the peak of the Perseids on the Tuesday night of the 12th and 13th. Apart from digital mode QSOs, it's good for late summer evening sky watching. It's fascinating to listen on the VHF SSB meteor scatter frequencies while watching to get the full experience. It's a broad shower, so don't worry if you must pick a night either side of the peak. The chances of aurora are not zero. Minor alerts remind us that it's worth checking. The main mode for DX is probably still going to be sporadic E, which is roughly another 4 weeks to run. Don't expect something every day, as it tends to be more random towards the latter part of the season. Moon declination is negative, but rising again, so moon window lengths and peak elevation will increase. Past losses are also falling, reaching minimum at perigee on Thursday the 14th of August. 144 megs sky noise is low to moderate all next week. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSDB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSDB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So this is my much reduced list of meetings for the South West and all of Wales, starting with my immediate coverage area around Bristol in South West England. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting every Tuesday from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SP7 0PL. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at HQ Common, Moordrove, from 6pm. Tomorrow, the 11th, Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club will be meeting at the Baptist Church Rooms in Shepton Mallet from 7:30pm. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7pm. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30pm every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be meeting to discuss the hexadecimal and octal number systems. And for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdaron District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 22nd of August at Hirwine YMCA Hall, CF44 9RB, from 6pm. Aberconfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7pm at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30pm at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64 5SP. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society, on Friday there's a meeting at Isluin High School, NP12 0NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30pm in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16 7AD. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7pm till 9pm at Hentless Village Hall, NP44 6JZ. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Clonidale, Cardiff, CF14 6EA at 7pm every Tuesday. On Wednesday, Holy Island Amateur Radio Club is meeting at the Boathouse Hotel from 7pm. Tlestley Amateur Radio Society meets at the Swiss Valley Community Centre from 7pm every Monday. Newport Amateur Radio Society, Thursday, they've got a clubhouse evening from 7pm. North Wales Amateur Radio Group meets every Monday, except bank holidays, at the Bryn Cadno Community Centre, LL29 6DW. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41 7SY, on Tuesdays from 7 until 9pm. Rhyl and District Amateur Radio Club meets regularly at the Rhyl Yacht Club building, Kenmill Bay, Rhyl. For more details, see Romeo Alpha Delta Alpha Romeo Charlie dot UK. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the portable cabin adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18 3LN, from 7:30 p.m. And finally, on Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSTP website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSTP retains the copyright over the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, Romeo Sierra Golf Bravo dot Oscar Romeo Golf. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.